All right, so then we can go to nine, which is river otter season.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, on page 46 would be a recommendation here for you to consider as a proposal for a river otter trapping season. I guess before I dive into some of the details here that we have for you as a commission to consider, I just wanted to inform the commission and those listening here today for the meeting that our staff, led predominantly by Silke Kempema, have revised our current river otter management plan. There will be a notification going out through our GF&P news release efforts indicating the public review opportunity to review and provide comments on the plan. That'll be available for around 45 days. And we want to hear some input from the public on this, and we will ensure that each of you commissioners get an electronic copy of that revised plan, and if you would like a hard copy mailed to you, please let us know, and we'll get that sent out to you for your review. So in looking at the river otter trapping season, I can tell you this was an effort, a lot of staff time put into this, a lot of staff from across the state, and numerous hours of discussion in regards to bringing forward some conditions or requirements for such a take of river otters. Excuse me. You can see there, I'll just kind of go through these and maybe read them so those listening can hear what we're talking about. So the recommendations here would be to establish a trapping season that is open from sunrise on November 1st to sunset on December 31 in all counties of the state. So this would be a statewide season. The start would coincide with the start of our beaver trapping season. Recommended change number two would be to limit one river otter per trapper per season. So any trapper that would incidentally catch a second or third river otter, those catches would have to be surrendered back to the department. Those otters that would be taken in addition to the one per trapper would not count towards the harvest limit that I will go to here next. We would recommend a statewide harvest limit of 15 river otters with the season ending prior to December 31. If that harvest limit is reached, we're following a similar model that we have put together and has been pretty successful for us in regards to the hunting of mountain lions. So the 15 river otters, the harvest limit, as Silke indicated earlier in response to some questions from the commissioners, if you look at over the last 5 years, on average, we've received around 15 to 16 incidentally trapped river otters per year. Now, those are the numbers reported to us. I would hope and would expect that most trappers are reporting those to us, but there could be a few more out there that have been incidentally taken by trappers. Recommended change number four, or not a change, but a recommendation would be to limit this trapping take to residents only with a fur bearer license. We did have some discussion on this, and I think with the novelty of a new trapping season and such a very conservative take of river otters as a result of the harvest limit, we felt limiting that to residents would be the right thing to do, at least at this point in time. Recommendation number five there would be similar to mountain lions and possibly even with our bobcats, where we would require any river otter trap be reported to the department within 24 hours of harvest. And at time of reporting, arrangements will be made to check in the carcass and the detached pelt at a GF&P office or designated location for registration and tagging of the pelt within 5 days of harvest. So we would allow, there may be some folks that might have to drive 100 miles or so to get to an office, and we know schedules are busy, so we would allow a five-day period there for them to make arrangements and meet up with our staff. In addition, once the season is closed, that last day of the season or when the harvest limit has been reached, a person would have 24 hours to notify the department of a harvested river otter. Recommendation number 6 would be that the pelt shall be removed from the carcass and the carcass shall be surrendered to the department after the pelt has been tagged. That tagging requirement would be a CITES requirement that is administered by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It shall be returned back to the trapper. And then upon request, the carcass would be returned to the trapper after it has been inspected and all biological data that our field staff and biologists would like to collect has been collected and obtained. Recommendation number 7 there would be for any river otter harvested after the 24-hour period following the closure of the season. Any otters taken after that will be considered incidental take and shall be surrendered back to the department. And number 8 there is kind of a cover-all there, I guess. A person may only possess, purchase, or sell raw river otter pelts that are tagged through the eye holes with the tag provided by the department, and that would be that CITES tag that we would obtain through the Fish and Wildlife Service, or if the river otter was harvested on tribal or trust land of an Indian reservation or another state and is properly and securely tagged with a tag supplied by that respective government entity issuing that license. So I know that was kind of in a nutshell there, Mr. Chair, but myself and Eileen are still there, or maybe Keith Fisk is on the phone. We can try to answer any questions pertaining towards this recommendation for a very conservative river otter trapping season.
Thank you, Chad. Questions, comments?
Commissioner Chairman.
Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Beese here. Is it stated that the season would be statewide? Is there a population statewide? From what I understood, it's mainly East River along the Big Sioux and maybe the James or something. I don't know. But why would we include the whole state if they're only in that portion of the state? Thank you.
Through the chair, Mr. Bees, that's a great question, and I might defer to either Eileen or Silke to address that question. I know their working group did discuss that, so I will let one of them answer that, please.
I can take that if you'd like, Chad. This is Eileen Dowd-Stuckel. We did discuss this at length and decided that because river otters can potentially occur statewide, we felt that was an opportunity for trappers to trap them anywhere. And even if they did trap them outside of our recovery area, we didn't feel that that was going to affect the continued population expansion.
Any other comments, questions?
Mr. Chair, this is Commissioner Olson.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody, for the effort put into this. I think, Chad, you guys did a great job teeing this up. I think it'll hit all 3 points of our R3 initiative. I've already been talking to a number of former trappers that have, once they heard about this, are going to reactivate. I mean, they've all but given up, and to be able to hunt water sets again, which is a big passion for some of these old timers, is a joy to them. And have the younger guys that are going to get into this with their dads now because of a unique opportunity for a one of a kind trapping season like this, I think we're just going to see a lot of great participation. I honestly think that we may want to consider, you know, some type of timeline at the beginning of the season, say in the first 4 calendar days, that if the quota is met in that 4 days, it would automatically double, because the people I'm talking to are saying it won't last a week, and they're up and down the river systems from Millbank to Elk Point, and they said this thing won't last a week. So with that said, I'm going to urge the rest of you to support it as well, and would move the proposal if the chair has exhausted discussion on the matter.
Yep. So we have a motion to approve. Is there a second? There a second?
Locken.
Okay. Discussion on the motion. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, you know, I like to kind of approach things from a crawl, walk, run standpoint, and, you know, I understand the enthusiasm for having another opportunity to go out and trap. I would like to see what, you know, what our initial foray into this does for us. So I could not support the doubling if the limit is reached within the first week or 10 days like that. So just my comments. I'd like to see it remain just the 15 the first year to see how long it takes to get there, what's, you know, what the impact is, kind of what we're seeing. So thank you.
Any other questions, comments?
Mr. Chairman, that wasn't an amendment, by the way. It was just a comment.
Right.
Sure.
Yep. Mr. Any other comments? Commissioner Beast
here. I was just going back on having it statewide. I understand why they're doing it, but so if you decided to move some river otters out to Rapid Creek or, you know, into the hills area, those animals would be susceptible to be trapped. And I would just think that would make it tough for them populations to get going and repopulate if you have the whole state involved. You know what I mean? So if you move mm-hmm. them out, took five out to go repopulate an area, but they're in a trapping area, it almost defeats your purpose to try to repopulate them anywhere else if somebody knows where they're at and goes to and targets that small population. This is my comment.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, this is Tom. Can I address Commissioner Beast's concern?
Please do.
So, Commissioner Beast, you bring up a really good point, and if our agency would look to make and take the action of translocating or relocating or whatever it might be of some river otters in another part of the state, obviously that would take a concerted amount of planning, but I think also part of that plan would then be what does or does not a season have an impact in those particular management efforts, and that would be fully vetted and assessed. And if that would be determined to be detrimental, then we would come back to you as a commission body and ask for adjustments to rule or provide that exception of a geographic area so we did not have a negative impact on those types of management efforts. So I think that would be a package deal, package discussion, and we would address that should we go down that path.
Any other comments? Questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Boyd.
Commissioner Boyd again. I am in support of trappers, but I also do see the side of folks who just want to go out and enjoy wildlife. And by setting this harvest at what I consider to be a reasonable number, I don't personally feel that we take away that opportunity from anyone. I believe much of what we do is based on balancing various opinions and desires, and to me, this accomplishes that, and I will support this measure.
Thank you. Any other comments? Comments? If not, Rachel, would you read the roll again, please?
Beast?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Denton?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.